Hey there, welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is Monday, August the 24th, and I'm so glad you're able to stop by and hang out with me for a little while. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the Feast of St. Bartholomew. Now, he was one of the apostles, and sometimes, as you hear in the Gospel that's used for today's daily Mass, sometimes he is referred to as Nathanael. And I think we can learn a really good message from Bartholomew. And the message is this. This is the message that I feel the Holy Spirit placing on my heart today. Who in your life needs to hear about Jesus? Every one of us has somebody. And there are a number of different ways that we can share him with others. And, you know, we'll be realistic on this program as I go through and talk about this and acknowledge the fact that talking about Jesus too much can freak somebody out, can push them away. It can. I'm not going to deny that it can't. So we want to really be, I think the word is prudent, and let the Holy Spirit guide us so that we don't come on so strong or at the wrong time that we push somebody away from the Lord. We want to help them. And that doesn't mean that we are responsible for converting someone. We're responsible for changing somebody's heart. We're not. We're responsible for doing our best, for planting some seeds, and then praying that the Holy Spirit will do the work. But listen, here's the deal. And I believe this. I really do, because I've seen this in action. We could be responsible for messing up the work of the Holy Spirit if we try to push too much or don't use a little bit of restraint sometimes. We can do damage. So we want to do the best we can while fully acknowledging that ultimately converting somebody or leading somebody to Jesus isn't up to us. We plant the seeds. That's all we can do. But we don't want to dig up the seeds and sabotage them. Make sense? So we'll talk about that on the program today. I hope you had a great weekend. Tell you what, this summer is flying by, isn't it? August the 24th, unbelievable. But I hope your weekend was good. I hope you're enjoying the weather, whatever. If you're into the summer, I hope it's, you know, it's funny. I'm a warm weather person. And I invariably always meet somebody who thinks it's too hot and they can't wait for the fall and the winter. I just enjoy the summer. It's kind of cool that we're all different, but it fall's nice too. The winter can be okay. It's just some of us prefer one season to another, right? Some people think it's too hot. I don't think it can get hot enough, but that's just me. You know what? I got a tickle in my throat right now, so I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. Talk amongst yourselves. I got up. Now, this is, you know, I mentioned this before to you, so I got to tell you this. I got a mug of black coffee that's cold, but it's not iced coffee because I don't like iced coffee. But it's just been sitting around for a while, and I can drink it this way, but I don't like iced coffee. I can't really figure that out, but I am not particular about the temperature of my coffee. I can drink hot coffee, whether it's hot or cold. But just don't throw ice cubes into it because that messes it up for me. Listen, I hope you have a snack. Hope you have a beverage. Hope you're ready to get started. And we're going to pray and then we'll really get into talking about. I'm going to read the gospel from today's Mass. We'll talk a little bit about evangelizing. And I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit opens your mind to a certain person or persons today. Somebody who needs to be introduced to Jesus or somebody who needs to be brought a little further along in their relationship with Jesus. We all have somebody. We all have somebody. And it could be a person you know only on Facebook. Or it could be a person who lives with you. Or it could be somebody who works at your office. It could be somebody at church. You know, we shouldn't make the assumption that everybody who goes to church automatically has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Doesn't always happen because I'm a classic case of that. So we'll just pray that somebody comes into your mind and then we'll ask the Holy Spirit, you know, to help us to know what we can do. So with that in mind, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, first of all, for allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you for bringing us to another day. It's August the 24th. And obviously, you have provided for all of our needs up until the present time, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the fact that you created us out of nothing so that we could be in a relationship with you. Father, we thank you for allowing us to get a small glimpse of your power, of your love, of your creativity, how you created people so different. You created different kind of animals and insects, trees, flowers. That variety is just a little bit of an insight into how creative you are, Father. Thank you for sharing that with us. Father, we turn to you today and ask for your blessings on ourselves and our families, on our friends, acquaintances. Father, we ask that you provide for our needs this day. Please grant us the grace to avoid sin. Help us to be able to really experience your presence throughout the day. Help us to see you in everything that happens and in everyone that we meet. We pray, Father, to pour out your Spirit upon us. Give me the words for this program. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message for us. Father, we pray that you'll call to mind through your Spirit an individual or individuals who could use either an introduction to Jesus, your Son, or whose relationship with him could stand to be strengthened. Please let us know the best approach to reach out to that person or persons. Help us to be prudent. Help us to choose our moments. Help us to be careful so that your will can be done in the life of that person and they can be brought closer to you. Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, my name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. And just a quick reminder, if you want to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, to find out more information about my work, that would be a good thing to do. The new book is going to be coming out in just a little over a month, and my new book is called Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. And I mentioned this on the program last week. I'm going to say it again. Currently, and I believe this is in effect until September the 30th, if you order the book, if you pre-order the book from Ave Maria Press, and you can Google it. I should have looked this up, but I didn't. I believe it's AveMariaPress.com, but Google Ave Maria Press and you can find it for sure. If you go to their website and pre-order the book there, you can get it for a 20% discount plus free shipping, provided that you check out and use the code LETGO. It's all uppercase, L-E-T-G-O. If you use that code, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping, and you'll have the book in a few weeks. So that's a really good deal. So I recommend you go to Ave Maria Press and pre-order the book there. Let's talk about, I got to say something. Before we talk about St. Bartholomew, I thought I was so smart. You know, in the past, my neighbor has his lawn done when I record this program. I thought I outsmarted him this time. The guys, they were out there, they started, and I thought, oh, they're finished, it's safe to start the show. But don't you know, as soon as I start, I hear the sound of the lawnmower in the background. So I apologize if you hear a weed whacker or a lawnmower. That's just, this shouldn't be lasting much longer. They've got to be done soon. But it's as smart as I think I am sometimes, they always manage to outsmart me. At any rate, let's look at the gospel from today's Mass. Now, I mentioned we celebrate today the feast of St. Bartholomew, sometimes known in the Gospels as Nathanael. He was one of the apostles. I remember growing up in Philly, there was a parish called St. Bartholomew's. We called it St. Bart's. But, you know, he's one of those guys. A lot of these apostles, we do not know that much about them, but know that he was one of the original 12 chosen by Jesus to found his church under their leadership. So the Lord was able to work with Bartholomew. And in the gospel today, I think we're going to get a reminder of the importance of sharing Jesus with others. So let's start by reading the gospel, then we'll talk a little bit about it. It comes from the beginning of John's gospel, John chapter 1. Well, I should say the first chapter of John's gospel, verses 45 through 51. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Now, Philip is also one of the apostles. So he goes to his friend Nathanael and says, "Look, Nathanael, Nate, we have found the Messiah. And he's Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Now, you know, this, we're going to hear Nathanael or Bartholomew's reaction. It's an honest reaction. And it's one that we can learn something from. But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Now here's the problem. Nazareth was considered to be a dumpy place. It was not a place that one would expect to produce the Messiah, which goes to show you how God works, and he does this so many times. He works in unconventional ways. He chooses people that we wouldn't expect or wouldn't choose, which is really, I think that's a great message, and it provides hope for all of us. He can use any of us. And I was writing about this on Facebook over the weekend, and this is legit. If you know me, you know that this is the absolute truth. With this new book that's coming out, my new book, it'd be book number 8 for me, and I still cannot wrap my brain around the fact that God can use me to do his work. I just can't. And I hope you can learn the lesson from the story of my life. Nobody could be more of a knucklehead, more unimportant, more... am I allowed to use the word schmuck? Is that... Listen, I was lukewarm, apathetic. Didn't have any motivation for years. I just went through the motions. But somehow, the Lord reached out to me, and he did it for a long time. And eventually, I paid attention, listened to what he had to say, and at some point, felt comfortable, or maybe not comfortable, and did it anyway, went ahead and surrendered my life to him, to Jesus, and said, "Jesus, use me." And he has. So I really hope you understand that. He can use you. You might not be used in the same way that he's using me. He's using other people in a different way than he's using me. God knows how he can best use each one of us. But there is a plan for each of us. So listen, be open. And as you'll see from this gospel, reach out to others. Because you can be the reason or the instrument that the Lord uses to reach out to somebody else. And he might be raising that other person up to do fantastic work for him. You just never know. Nathanael says to Philip, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" What does Philip do? Philip doesn't say, "What, are you kidding me? Of course something good can come from Nazareth." He doesn't go back and forth with him. You know what he says? Philip said to him, "Come and see." See, this is what he does. Philip, being a good disciple, a good apostle, a good evangelist, what he does, he doesn't use words at this point. Now, this could have been the Holy Spirit inspiring him, but this is a good technique. He doesn't try to convince him with words. He simply says, "Come and see." And this is what I believe so strongly in. I can write books. I can go out and speak at churches. I could go on the radio. And I can come up with convincing reasons for you to turn your life over to Christ and why you shouldn't worry, why you should trust him. But until you encounter him yourself, until you meet him through the sacraments, through prayer, through the Bible, my words aren't really going to do any good. You need more than that. You need that encounter And if you have that relationship with him, you know exactly what I mean. So Philip is very wise to say to Nathanael, just come and see. He's not going to try to convince him anymore. Now, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, and he said of him, here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. And Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? So right away, Jesus is kind of getting the attention of Nathanael Bartholomew because he knows about him. It's as if you never met somebody before and the person says, oh, here comes John or here comes Gary. I know you're a great guy. And you think, well, how do you know me? You know, you're intrigued when you hear this. And Jesus answered and said to Nathanael, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. Now, who knows what that means to Nathanael? But obviously, it registers with him. And he responds, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Quite a turnaround, isn't it? But something about that revelation and that personal encounter with Jesus convinced Nathanael that this guy was the real deal. And Jesus answered and said to him, do you believe because I told you that I saw you at this under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. You know, he's telling him, you sign up to follow me, Nathanael, and you are really going to be headed for a great adventure. You're going to see all kinds of unbelievable things. And Jesus said to him, amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And as apostles, these guys are going to see incredible things. They're going to suffer, though. It's not going to be an easy life. But they are going to be incredibly privileged to be able to travel with Jesus. And that same offer applies to you and me as well. If we turn our life over to him, if we give him a chance to work in our lives, we're going to see great things. We're going to see him do great work through us if we let him. But the point I really want to key in on is this idea of Philip telling Nathanael, come and see. If you don't believe me, come and see for yourself. So that's what really got me to thinking. And I mentioned in my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily email today, which, by the way, if you haven't signed up for, you can go do that at followingthetruth.com. It's free of charge. I was talking about my friend Ray, and my new book is dedicated to Ray. Ray was a good friend of mine. I met him toward the end of my high school years. I think I met him after I graduated from high school. It's funny, we went to the same high school together, but I didn't know him. It was a large high school, and I did not know him. We were in the same grade, but I didn't know him in high school. I met him after I graduated, and we both played in the music ministry. We were both guitar players, and we played at church. And Ray joined after I had graduated from high school. And I got to know him, and we became friends. We just hit it off. We had common taste in music. We would hang out together. Ultimately, Ray ended up playing the bass guitar for a band that I was in. We did a wedding band that I was in the 80s. And we had a lot of adventures together. We went to concerts together. We hung out. We went to clubs together. Back in the days, at one time, this South Jersey area had a lot of clubs, and they would have rock bands come in, and it was in my younger days, you know, I hung out at some places like that, and Ray and I, he was just a good friend. We had a lot of interest, but the thing with Ray that was really good. Now, I was playing in the music ministry, I was going to church every week, but I was lukewarm, and I really didn't know Jesus at all. You know, I went to church because that's what you do. That's what my parents said you had to do, and that's what I did. I was going through the motions. But Ray was one of these guys who was what I would like to call a seeker or a searcher. He was looking to go deeper into his relationship with Christ. And he would do things. He would listen to Christian radio stations. At the time, Catholic radio really wasn't a thing. This was in the late 70s. But there were a lot of Christian stations, and Ray would listen to Christian music and these different radio shows, and he'd tell me about them, and we'd talk about them. And there was something about it that interested me, because I wasn't an especially happy person. I was looking for something. I wasn't at peace. And Ray would talk about these things, and Ray ultimately got involved in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And there was a prayer group that would take place, I believe it was every other week. And one of the priests, Father Dave, who was a weekend assistant at our parish, he was one of the leaders of this prayer group. And he was a really good preacher. He obviously had a relationship with Jesus. He would talk about Jesus. And his preaching was definitely different. Father Dave's preaching was different. He was a Franciscan. He taught at my high school. I did not have him as a teacher, but definitely knew him from the masses. And he was cool. And he knew Jesus, and he preached in a way that I never heard before. So Ray would go to these prayer meetings, and he was always after me to go to the prayer meetings. And I, you know, anything above and beyond going to church, I wasn't interested in. That's the way I rolled back in the day. But Ray kept at it, and he would keep pursuing it. And not in a threatening way, but he just kept encouraging me. Why don't you try it? What have you got to lose? And ultimately, I gave in one day. And I decided to go to a prayer meeting. And initially I was put off by it, but there was also something attractive about it. You know, I mean, as an introvert and somebody who was used to doing things as every other Catholic I knew did them, meaning that you don't talk about Jesus, you don't read the Bible, and you don't pray out loud, or, and you know, you keep it to yourself. This prayer meeting was completely different and just kind of blew me away. Initially, I thought it was weird. I mean, that was my honest reaction. But then ultimately, I thought, well, these people seem to know Jesus. They expect miracles to happen. They read their Bibles. I've never been around Catholics like this before. So Ray and I, along with a couple of other friends that he invited to the meeting, would go every other week. It might have been every week. I think it was every week, actually. And we'd go, and ultimately I started to warm up and really, really got to know Jesus and the Holy Spirit through these prayer meetings. Now, after about a year or so, I stopped going. I got lukewarm again, and life just kind of distracted me. But there were seeds planted that would eventually bear fruit several years later. But Ray acting in my life was that person who is responsible for drawing me closer to Jesus, for getting me to know that Jesus was real and that he wanted to be a part of my life. And I'm grateful to him. We've lost touch. I've tried to reach out a few times with no real success, but I just am so grateful for him. And in fact, Ray and Father Dave are the two people, and Father Dave passed away in 1988, I think it was. He was young, he was only in his 40s. They were so responsible for drawing me close to the Lord that my new book is dedicated to the two of them. So who's that person in your life? You know, we prayed at the beginning for the Holy Spirit to give you a person or a persons. Who's that person who needs to know that it's possible to have a relationship with Jesus, who needs to know that he's real, who needs to know that he can grant them peace? Who's that person for you? And if you're not sure, maybe you can share something on Facebook or Twitter, somewhere on social media. Share a positive message, maybe something about Jesus. Maybe a witness, how he helped you. You know, totally non-threatening. But somebody needs to hear about Jesus today. In some way, even I'll pray for you, or I'm praying for your job situation, or for your back pain, or whatever it is. Somebody needs to be drawn closer to Jesus, or maybe just pray for the person. But Bartholomew was drawn to Jesus because Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus depends on us to be the Philips of the world. You and me, he counts on us to do that. Who can you lead to Jesus today? And then once you identify the person, do something, and do it today, because otherwise you won't do it. You know how we like to put things off. Do something to somehow bring that person to Jesus. Do your best. You know, you don't have to threaten them. You don't have to be over the top. You don't have to be scary, because you don't want to frighten them away. But what can you do to draw somebody in your life closer to Jesus today? And by doing that, you never will know. You never know what kind of fruit it will bear or what a difference you can make in that person's life. So I would really encourage you to go out and be a Philip today and lead Bartholomew or Nathaniel to Jesus today. All right, you want to try that? I really think Jesus is counting on you to do that. Okay, if you have any questions, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. You know the deal by now. I plan to be back here tomorrow. I really hope you'll be able to join me. But again, it depends on the Lord. If he lets me show up again, I plan to be here. I want to thank you for listening to the program. I want to thank you for all the donations, for your support, for your prayers. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com or just visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and contact me through the website. I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to be praying that you think of your person, somebody that you can share Jesus with. That person might live under your roof, might be a spouse, might be a child, might be a parent. Somebody needs to know about Jesus today. Who's that person going to be? Have a wonderful day. Make it a great one, okay? And I look forward to being back with you here on Following the Truth tomorrow, if you can make it, and I really hope you can. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next time on Following the Truth.